CFWHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The first of several six-hour ceasefires is supposed to start at 3 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow, with children and female hostages to be released. This man is the father of a 16-year-old captive.
Any person will be released is good. Eventually, we need them all. But if it's had to be slice by slice, so be it.
This is expected to be the busiest travel day of the holiday weekend. Annoying to some, but not to Californian Yaya Faulkner, who's driving today in hopes of annoying others.
I'm excited to go up north and, you know, just annoy my family, right? I mean, they only get it like twice a year, so.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, the one fired last week. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Sam Altman will return as CEO of OpenAI, the company tweeting that it has an agreement in principle for him to return alongside a new board.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The opening weekend of Wisconsin's gun deer season was one of the safest on record. Only two people were injured by gunshots, and one of them accidentally shot themselves. Lieutenant Mike Weber heads the Department of Natural Resources hunter education efforts.
That reduction in incidents, I think, is obviously directly related to the work of the hunter education program, and then the people that go through the program really applying what they learned in the program.
92,000 deer were killed last weekend. That's 16% fewer than last year and 10% lower than the five-year average. Flags across Wisconsin are lowered to honor the victims of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, which happened 2 years ago today. A permanent memorial was dedicated in Waukesha yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A man in Polk County has been sentenced to 5 years in prison after being charged with sexual assault of a child. Earl Nick was also sentenced to 5 years extended supervision on Monday after pleading no contest to child enticement in August. Nick was originally charged with sexual assault of a child under 13 and second-degree assault of a mentally ill victim last year. According to the criminal complaint, a 14-year-old girl reported an assault and a witness alleged Nick assaulted a nonverbal victim. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court took up a long-awaited gerrymandering case on Tuesday as advocates for fair legislative maps rallied across the state. Proponents of new maps argue that the Republican-drawn maps don't reflect the state's partisan divide and were drawn to keep Republicans in power in violation of the state constitution. Conservatives referred to the effort as a power grab following the pivotal election of liberal state Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
It's the Packers and the Lions on Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Detroit has hosted an NFL game on Thanksgiving since 1934. The tradition continues when the Lions face Green Bay, kickoff at 11:30 a.m. on CBS. 17 players on the Packers injury list, including rookie tight end Luke Musgrave, who had to be hospitalized with an abdominal injury after beating the Chargers on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
He didn't say anything all game. You know, something came up and he'd been in the hospital.
NBA, big game for the Bucks. They lay their five-game winning streak on the line when they take on Drew Holiday and the Celtics, 6:30 tonight in Boston. Giannis, interviewed on Bally Sports Wisconsin, asked about Chris Middleton surpassing Sidney Moncrief for leading scorer in franchise history.
He's number four now. How cool is that for you?
It's really cool, but he's not catching me. He's not catching me. Got a long way to go.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 26, Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, a lot colder, high of 32. The rest of the holiday weekend will be mostly dry, although we may see a few light snow showers on Sunday morning. It's going to be cold, though, with highs in the low to mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. On air, 93.5 FM. Online, thetap.com. And on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. Where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board, and you can always check in, too, at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text all morning long. We are taking your comments about what you are thankful for. You can leave comments on the live stream as well, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.
You can just bully me if you'd like.
Well, and we have an ongoing green bean casserole war. We're going to start with our guest, Rami Makhlouf, is joining us. Before we start talking sports, Rami, what are your feelings about the Thanksgiving side dish green bean casserole?
It's never been a part of the Makhlouf family tradition. We make quite the spread, and it includes just about everything other than green bean casserole. It's just never been high on the list. And I like green beans, and I like a good casserole. It's just green bean casserole doesn't do a whole lot for me, to be honest.
So what is your vegetable side, then, if you don't serve that?
I mean, do we really need a vegetable on Thanksgiving? But I do prepare a crudité, you know, as for a little snacks before the meal starts. A little crudité, maybe some onion dip, some hummus. We are Middle Eastern, so we always include a little Middle Eastern flair. But then, as far as like a side dish with the meal, usually it's Brussels sprouts. And does sweet potatoes count? Do mashed potatoes count? A potato is a vegetable, is it not?
They would say it's a starch, but you know what? In this realm. Well, we're going to give it
it's
to
a
you.
Vegetable.
Sweet.
Okay. Do you, all right, thank do you. You like brown or like grill the Brussels sprouts?
I'll either air fry them or okay. Stick them in the oven and like broil them. I like good crispy Brussels sprouts with like a balsamic glaze on there.
So
can
hungry.
I ask you guys, cause I have something on my Thanksgiving table that I noticed it's not on a lot of Thanksgiving tables, and that's a baked mac and cheese. Are we mac and cheese people on Thanksgiving here?
We that was never part of our holiday growing up, but I'm absolutely pro mac and cheese for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
There good. Will be a good, mac good, and good, cheese good. On the Bach Thanksgiving yeah. table this year. I married
nice.
a mac and cheese aficionado.
Oh, Bridget and I would get along that's so right. well.
So there's always, I mean, I love mac and cheese. It's never occurred to me growing up to have it, but yeah, there's always a mac and cheese on the table.
Well, you can always weigh good. In with your comments in the green bean casserole war, 844-967-2789. And actually, I would really encourage you to listen to yesterday's show in the second hour. We were talking about things that should be banned from the Thanksgiving table. And Cindy from Wausau called in Rami and explained her gravy trauma. It is one of the funniest things. It's one of the funniest things I have ever heard. Greg and I were both dying.
She refers to it now as enhanced Enhancing liquid.
Enhancing liquid. She can't call anything.
Just the term gravy trauma has me intrigued. Yes. And I'm going to have to go back and listen just for that. Cranberry sauce? I never understood cranberry sauce. I don't even know what it goes with. I don't even know what its place is on the Thanksgiving table.
It's supposed to be that little tangy that you have with your turkey to spice up the turkey.
See, I never eat it with the turkey. I just eat it by itself. But even still, if you took cranberry away, I wouldn't be upset. I like it. But it's not, for me, part of the essential, like turkey stuffing, potatoes, mac and cheese. If I need to clean my shoes, I'll get some green bean casserole to do that with.
Fine. You're gonna continue this green bean casserole war.
I feel like I just stated my point, and other people are now making it a thing. But okay, we're moving on to sports.
We are moving on to sports. Rami Makhlouf is our guest, and I think first and foremost, Packers playing tomorrow against the Lions. This was always, when I was growing up, this was always the Thanksgiving game where we would essentially just watch the Packers beat the Lions.
And that
might still happen this year, but it won't be as easy as past years. This Lions team is actually pretty good. But the last time I talked to you guys, I told you, and things were looking bleak and Packers fans were not believing, I said, don't be surprised if this Packers team is in the mix for a playoff spot before all is said and done. And I think more Packers fans are believing that after the win last week and seeing a little something from Jordan Love. And I don't know if you're catching the Lions in the division. There's 7 games left and they're 4 games back right now. But this is a good place to start if you do want to catch the Lions in the division. And it would be the most Lions thing ever to blow a 4-game division lead with 7 games left if they wanted to revert back to old Lions form. But even if you're not looking at the division, I think getting a couple wins in a row against a couple of pretty good teams and getting sort of some momentum and some confidence behind this football team down the stretch here, I think this win goes a long way to that end, even if you're not looking at realistically catching the Lions at this point. I think this is kind of a big game for them on Thanksgiving, and a winnable game, if you ask me. The Lions are good, but I think that the Packers could come out with the win on this one.
I would feel so bad. Like, here's the thing is, like, you know, it sucks for Green Bay fans right now, but I've been watching my friends who are Detroit fans just loving the season. If they blew a 4-game lead, I'd be like, hey, you guys just want to stay with me? I'll keep you safe. Just...
to have all that optimism and then have it snatched away.
But you're a Detroit fan, so I bet you're used to it. Like, this isn't the first time the Detroit Lions have been a winning team in decades. They just
I think Detroit fans are not quite to the point where it's a given. You know what I mean? They're still walking on eggshells at this point, wondering if they seal the deal and actually win this division this year.
They won't believe they won the Super Bowl until they get the rings.
You don't want that dream snatched away in the last second. No. You don't. I can appreciate that. I can respect that. Rami Makhlouf is our guest. We're talking sports. A big game for Marquette, defeating Kansas 73-49. Rami, that's big news.
Yeah, and I was never really sure if Marquette could get back to the national stage and stay there, because it always looked to me like, and people hate this term and it's kind of insulting to a basketball program or a university, but it always seemed like a stepping stone job to me, and any coach who succeeded there was sort of auditioning for a bigger, better job elsewhere. And they would bolt before this Marquette team could get anything sustainable going. But when they brought in Shaka Smart, I thought, okay, this might be a guy who's here to stay and who wants this job and can make it something sustainable and has had success elsewhere. And you're starting to see some of the results of that this year with wins like yesterday. And they've been ranked in the top 5 all season, and I don't expect them to go anywhere anytime soon. It's a team that could make noise in the tournament come March, which is still a ways away, but they I think that this is a team that'll still be around and making this type of noise in a few months.
I don't follow college basketball really at all, but one thing I do know is that but Kansas being beaten not just by Marquette, by the fact that they've got 49 points. I mean, that's surprising. Yeah. Like when I saw the score, I was like, my God, they only scored 49 points against Marquette. That's good defense.
And the Eagles were pretty dominant. Yeah. No doubt about it.
That's a good Kansas team. I mean, yeah. Kansas is always good at basketball, but that's a good Kansas team. And that's a big win for them yesterday. It made a statement. We're still early in the college basketball season. Like I said, March is a long ways away, but that doesn't mean that you can't make some statements or make some people take notice with some wins early on in the year. And I think last night was a win that made some people take notice.
Oh, definitely.
More hoops news. The Bucks tonight in Boston to take on the Celtics. How are you feeling about the Bucks so far this season, Rami?
I'm excited for this one tonight because the Bucks are starting to roll right now. And when we talked about a few weeks ago and Packers fans maybe panicking a little bit, overreacting to a slow start, Bucks fans, there's a good portion of Bucks fandom that should be kind of ashamed of themselves as we sit here today. Folks who are ready to fire Adrian Griffin and his first coaching job 10 games into the season and who are saying this isn't going to work. We got to change things. We got to fix things. Now you're starting to see what this is going to look like. And I'm a little bit surprised and disappointed with Bucks fans having had the success that they've had and seeing what it takes to get there, the process that it takes to get there, to not expect a little bit of sputtering at the start when you have a brand new first time head coach. You brought in a new superstar in Dame Lillard, who you're asking Giannis and Chris Middleton to sort of fit into things and see how you can work him into what you guys do and get the most out of everybody. It was going to be a process, and you're starting to see it now. And I just said a second ago about it being early in the season, but not too early to make a statement or to call something a measuring stick game. And when you're talking about the Eastern Conference, you're talking about the Bucks and the Celtics. And I know Philadelphia has made some noise, but unless they get another superstar, I don't think that's going to last through the season to where they're an actual contender. This thing is going to come down to Boston and Milwaukee when all is said and done, if everybody stays healthy. And I think tonight is a game where you can make a little bit of noise and make a little bit of a statement.
In the couple of minutes we have left, Rami, you are going to be performing this weekend.
Yes, I will. I'll be at the Improv at the corners of Brookfield. They call it the Milwaukee Improv, but it's actually in Brookfield. And I'll be hosting for the hilarious Wisconsin's very own Pete Lee. I opened for him last Thanksgiving weekend at the Improv. It's sort of a tradition out there that he comes through. And he's really one of the funniest and just one of the nicest and coolest people that you'll meet in the world of comedy. So I know all the shows usually sell out when Pete comes for the weekend. There might be a few tickets left. You can go and get those tickets if they are still available at MilwaukeeImprov.com.
Excellent. Nice. Go see some comedy this weekend. And if you want tickets, Rami, I would suggest people go to that website today, right?
Yeah. Pete's a big draw in Wisconsin. Because like I said, he's one of us, as they say.
Rami McLoff, thank you so very much for joining us. Have great shows this weekend. Break a leg. Have a very, very happy Thanksgiving. And stay with us when we come back. Secondhand items. It's Secondhand Sunday this coming Sunday. The best and worst things you ever purchased that were secondhand. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll have that basketball.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again.
Good morning. Back welcome. Welcome to Asgo's Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin on the board. You can always call or text in at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
And all morning long, if you want to text in what you are thankful for, we're going to sprinkle those in across the show. We'd love to hear from you, as well as the ongoing war over green bean casserole. A texter from the 541, I am thankful for Greg's dislike of green bean casserole hot dish, so I am not alone. I am also thankful for the various people who actively pay attention and report on what's going on in Washington, D.C., state capitals, and local cities so we can hold our elected people accountable.
There you go.
Thank you so much for that at the 541.
That's a good thing to be thankful for.
Yes, it is. Coming up at 11:33, Matt Miller from onmilwaukee.com. If you're looking for movies and other entertaining things to do this long holiday weekend, Matt will have some suggestions for you. And at 11:50, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot will be joining us to talk about weather conditions. If you're going to be flying, if you're going to be driving, I think around here the weather looks pretty good, actually. Mm-hmm. But East Coast and things like that, if you're flying out that way, you might run into a couple different challenges. So Brittany will be here to explain what you can expect.
Nice.
Right now, though, so tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Friday is Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday is Small Business Saturday,
mm-hmm.
which I love. And yeah. I highly encourage you to come to downtown Waukesha and hit some of our the little shop hays. We have all kinds of little shoppies.
Ye oldie shop hay?
Ye old shop hays that have just really unique items, mm-hmm. jewelry items, art items, glassware items, clothing items. So I really do encourage you to come down to downtown Waukesha. We have a wonderful little downtown business district, and it's just charming.
You know, if you're looking for comedy, too, you can find it at a small business this weekend called The Laughing Tap.
Oh, that's who is headlining at The Laughing Tap this weekend?
Erica Nicole Clark, who has been on Comedy Central.
Oh.
She is also the daughter of Mr. T. That's not a lie.
She's kidding. Mr. T's daughter.
Yep, she talks about it quite openly. She, you know, I love her to death. I unfortunately will not be there this weekend, but she will be there, and she's headlining again. She was here last year, and she's fantastic. She's very, very funny, and yes, small business.
Laughingtap.com.
Oh yes, you know the website. Thank you, Jane.
I try to pay attention.
Hey.
Sunday then is Secondhand Sunday, and I love secondhand shops.
I have two hands. This is my first. This is my second hand.
I love secondhand stores. I really do. I love thrift stores. I love buying things that have been, I don't care. But I know there are some people who will not buy things that are used.
Yeah.
I'm not that way because I'm always looking for a good deal. So I was wondering, what is the best thing you ever purchased from a secondhand store? And what is the worst thing that you ever bought from a secondhand store? At 844-967-2789. And I bring this up because a good friend of mine, when her grandmother was still alive, her grandmother, who was one of the cheapest people on the planet, and my friend has like 12 siblings, so it's a really big family. So I can understand when it came to Christmas gifts, why she wanted to be a little frugal. But my girlfriend's grandmother would buy her like used slips.
Ew.
And that would be her Christmas gift.
Oh,
should it not be generally accepted that lingerie should never be secondhand?
I would not. Does a slip qualify as lingerie?
Yes, it does.
I feel like Calvin, do you know what a slip is? Just shake your head or not if you do.
Calvin's 25 years old. He has no idea what a slip
is. To me, a slip is just like looser underwear.
But it's still very close to your body. And it's one of those lingerie type things.
So is my shirt.
That no, you don't want to.
When I think lingerie, I think, ooh, how nice.
Well, you don't want to do that second.
I mean, but regardless of your of the context, or regardless of your categorization of what a slip is, that is a very odd and almost inappropriate present,
right? From your grandmother, from grandma. But
slip into the holidays.
Slip into the holidays. Thanks, Granny. We used to laugh about that. I love secondhand stores. I've gotten lots of great things secondhand. Little furniture items, you know, with a nice marble top on it, little table.
The only problem I feel with, like, if you're looking for furniture or accessories, definitely, but, like, clothing store secondhand, or nowadays you have these vintage stores that are selling, like, NBA t-shirts from the 90s for, like, $100. And here's another thing. And I'm gonna be very quite honest. Sizing is not very inclusive at some of those places. They're buying clothes for very skinny, very tiny people. And if you're skinny and tiny, awesome. Be you, do your thing, journey your journey, buy your clothes wherever you want. But I walked into a secondhand store that was really a vintage store, and she just straight up, she goes, I don't have anything that'll fit you.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you know how much that kind of low-key hurts people? Like I can't come in here now.
Well, but it's just, unfortunately, people were smaller in the past. People were smaller in the past.
Jane, we're not talking about 50 years ago. These clothes aren't very old.
Oh, so it's within the last 30 years?
Yeah, and also, there's plenty of options. You choose not to put those clothes in there. That's my thing.
Okay, fine. 844-967-2789, Katie from Madison. I bought a brand new purse at a secondhand store that was such stiff material and sewn so tightly together you couldn't even get your hand inside the purse.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not a good purchase.
Do you have a horror story then?
I really don't, because I've never purchased like an appliance or a small appliance, mm-hmm. which I would think could lead to some problems.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
But other than that, I bought coats. I bought all kinds of stuff from secondhand stores.
Got some really good jean jackets from like the Value Village or the Goodwill.
Jean jackets. That is such a throwback, man. All morning long, by the way, we are taking what you are thankful for at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. From the 651, I am thankful for the Civic Media app. And for green bean and sweet potato casserole. Take that.
You are two-thirds contrarian, my friend. Two-thirds contrarian.
Oh, the green bean casserole war.
The great green bean war of 2023.
It will never end, apparently. Again, you can check in anytime, and we will sprinkle in your comments throughout the course of the show at 844-967-2789. Take a strong stand.
All right.
Take a strong stand. For or against.
Oh, wow. Now you're provoking them.
I just think it's hilarious.
I do, too. I love it. Trust me.
I think it's great that people have such strong feelings about a vegetable dish.
Yeah. A terrible vegetable dish.
No, you put the crunchy onion things on top and it's great. Anyway.
What did I say, Calvin? I said it before. People think the crunchy onions make a difference. They don't. Just eat the crunchy onions.
When we come back, Matt Miller from onmilwaukee.com will be joining us. We're going to talk about holiday movies that you should check out. I know a lot of people go to theaters over the Thanksgiving weekend, so stay close. We will be right back. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only born only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin.
In fact, it's on tap every day.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin officials are confirming the latest case of bird flu in the state. The Department of Agriculture says more than 51,000 chickens at a poultry farm in Trumbull County were euthanized to try to contain the virus. Five birds were infected in a backyard flock in Taylor County earlier this year. Good government groups are urging the public to pay attention to how the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules on a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Justices heard oral arguments yesterday. Nick Ramos is with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
If we're throwing out the maps and drawing new maps, then it sounds like everybody is going to be up for election.
Assembly district borders have to be in place by March 15th for next November's elections. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Falls Police Chief Matt Kelm has announced his resignation from the force. In a letter to the Mayor and Police and Fire Commission, Chief Helm announced he will resign from the position of Chief of Police with an expected end date of February 16, 2024. In the letter, Chief Helm expressed gratitude to the police force for its dedication and hard work in maintaining the safety and well-being of the community. Helm also said his decision to resign is what he felt was best for him and his family. Democratic lawmakers in the Wisconsin State Legislature are proposing a slate of bills to curb the impact of chronic wasting disease in the state. The bill package seeks to fight the spread of chronic wasting disease by easing access to testing and giving hunters a place to safely dispose of deer carcasses. The bill would give the DNR additional funding to grow its research, testing, and management efforts, support self-service testing kiosks, and establish safe deer carcass disposal sites. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mulk. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Packers and the Lions on Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Detroit has hosted an NFL game on Thanksgiving since 1934. The tradition continues when the Lions face Green Bay, kickoff at 11:30 a.m. on CBS. 17 players on the Packers injury list, including rookie tight end Luke Musgrave, who had to be hospitalized with an abdominal injury after beating the Chargers on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
He didn't say anything all game. You know, something came up and he'd been in the hospital.
NBA, big game for the Bucks. They lay their five-game winning streak on the line when they take on Drew Holiday and the Celtics, 6:30 tonight in Boston. Giannis, interviewed on Bally Sports Wisconsin, asked about Chris Middleton surpassing Sidney Moncrief for leading score in franchise history.
He's number four now. How cool is that for you?
He's really cool, but he's not catching me. He's not catching me. Got a long way to go.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 26, Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, a lot colder, high of 32. The rest of the holiday weekend will be mostly dry, although we may see a few light snow showers on Sunday morning. It's going to be cold, though, with highs in the low to mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoon from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5 The Tap, UK.
Come on, Annie. Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see the stars.
Cowboy heroes, cops and robbers.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're listening in La Crosse on the Edge, WLCX, also in Wisconsin Rapids, on WFHR. You can always check in with us at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We have an ongoing request for you to share with us what you are thankful for, as well as the ongoing green bean casserole wars. And Matt, I can hear you. Yeah. I can hear you tapping.
I can hear you. My apologies.
That's all right. Matt Miller is joining us right now from onmilwaukee.com. He is their entertainment guy, all entertainment things. And thank you so much for joining us. We set this up real last minute, Matt. Before we get into movies we should be watching this weekend or checking out this weekend, where do you weigh in on the green bean casserole debate as far as a side dish at Thanksgiving?
Ooh, I am nay to the green bean casserole. I am not. That is not my choice of Thanksgiving side / dishes. Though I will say I've been picking fights with people on Thanksgiving too, because my Thanksgiving take is these weirdos coming out of the woodwork saying that dinner rolls are their favorite Thanksgiving dish. That's, and I just don't know what to do with those people.
that's contrarian behavior. Who's like, you know, my favorite Halloween movie is Halloween 3.
But there is something special though about those little dinner rolls when they.
No, there's literally nothing special about those dinner rolls. Like, you can literally have dinner rolls any time of the year.
Well, you can have turkey whenever you want too.
Yeah, but like turkey is safe for this, whereas like this is just bread. It's just bread. It's not special bread. It's not flavored interestingly. There's nothing special about it. It's just bread. That thing you eat pretty much every day of the year. And you're like, ah, the special holiday. What makes it really special is the most boring carb imaginable. I cannot. If you are a person who your favorite Thanksgiving side is dinner rolls, you are the most boring person alive. I'm just telling you that right now.
It's good to know. Matt Miller on Milwaukee.com coming out strong against dinner rolls.
I love a good dinner roll, but if that's your favorite thing on Thanksgiving, your family doesn't know how to cook. I'm sorry.
It's the only thing that didn't get burned.
They don't know how to celebrate. They don't know how to celebrate.
It's like if your favorite color was beige. Like, come on.
All right, then. You are justified in your opinion on dinner rolls, Matt. That's completely fine. Let's get into movies. What are the new movies that we should be checking out, and what are some good old classics as we get into the holiday season that people should be watching?
Yeah, first of all, I would just like to say, obviously, the segment is sponsored by Pillsbury. But second of all, obviously, if it's Thanksgiving, you got to watch Trains, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It is the classic of Thanksgiving. Honestly, it's one of it. I think it's so good that it kind of ruined the idea of making other Thanksgiving movies, because Thanksgiving is weirdly a holiday that gets overlooked a lot when it comes to, you know, Hollywood stories and stuff like that. But Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is just such a wonderful movie. It's funny. It's genuinely funny. John Candy, if we lived in a just society, would have an Oscar nomination for that movie. He is so perfect in his being annoying but being human at the same time, that like we've seen these movies where someone is supposed to be the annoying foil and you're just like, I can't believe I have to spend 2 hours with this person. And in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, he is annoying, but he is so deeply human and an emotional reservoir. You're just you love him and hate him at the same time, and it takes a special actor to pull off kind of that tightrope.
I think he brought that sweetness, though, John Candy did, to so many of the things that he did.
Yes. Yeah. Almost an innocence on some level. It's just like, no, this is just who I am. This is just how I behave, and other people like this. You know, you start the movie being on Steve Martin's side, and then By very quickly into that movie, you realize that both of these people have their flaws and have to learn how to cooperate. It's a lovely movie and a very, again, still funny too.
He is an actor that I think about often and miss him. And I'm very excited about the documentary that his children and Ryan Reynolds are going to be putting together.
Oh, that will be wonderful.
I will be crying the entire time, but yeah.
Yeah, I do, he's one of those actors like Philip Seymour Hoffman and like a lot of actors where you just think about the performances that we didn't get, like that. Yeah. John Candy should have had this incredible late career. Yeah. Of just wonderful performances, both funny and dramatic, because he had the range. And oh, you see that in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
You see it in JFK. You know, JFK, just exactly, he's had that little, yeah, part in JFK, but you're watching him be a totally different person, and the dramatic freak out he has in the scene, like not freak out, but like he has a moment. It's just, that's just something you haven't seen in him. And so good.
And speaking of JFK, yeah, I did just want to mention that today is the 60th anniversary, tragically, yeah, of the assassination of John, wow, John F. Yeah. Yeah, JFK in 1963.
Yeah, it's just, and also like John Candy was a part of, he was a star in Hollywood at a time when, mm-hmm, there wasn't really, audiences weren't interested in seeing actors like him break out of the kind of roles that we were used to, you know. Ask Jim Carrey about like how hard it was to like break into like dramas that people would actually bother to see.
Yeah, sure.
And wouldn't hold against you, you know. And it nowadays, it would have been interesting to see like someone really like utilize a John Candy in a dramatic role, more stuff like JFK. And there's also, I think, just more of a respect for comedy now than there was back then, in terms of realizing how much performance goes into making a role like that work. Yeah, John Candy, man, he was a great one.
He was amazing. He was one of a kind. He really was one of a kind. So we have Planes, Trains, and Automobiles for the classic Thanksgiving movie fair. Yeah. What might be a little outside of the box, Mitt?
I hope people check out the holdovers this holiday weekend and this whole entire kind of winter season. It's the new Alexander Payne movie. He's the guy behind Sideways, about Schmidt, Nebraska. It's his first movie in a couple of years, actually. I think 5 years, starring Paul Giamatti as this crotchety teacher at like a East Coast prep school who gets kind of stuck with babysitting duty over the holiday break, with an ornery student who hates him, and the cook who is also kind of stuck there over the holiday season. It's just really a lovely movie. It just feels like winter in that it's so warm and cozy, but at the same time, it has these kind of melancholy notes of like those winter days where you're looking out the window and kind of thinking about time passing and stuff like that. And it's just such a wonderful human movie. It's such a cliche to say, you know, they don't make movies like this anymore, but they really don't make movies like The Holdovers much anymore. Great performances. I think you're definitely going to hear Paul Giamatti's name come up at the Oscars. I think you're going to hear Divine Joy Randolph's name, who plays the cook in the movie. She's lovely. It's such a good performance that it's one of those performances that when she's not on screen, you're like, I want more time with her. Bring her back.
I miss her.
I need her back on screen, please. It's a really lovely movie, and I hope people keep showing up for it. I think if you are looking, like I said, for like kind of a movie for adults this weekend with all of the kids' movies out and the franchises, definitely make some time for The Holdovers. It's rather lovely.
Matt Miller is our guest. He's from onmilwaukee.com, and we're talking about entertainment options for this long Thanksgiving weekend. Paul Giamatti, too, I think, is one of those actors who can cover such a wide range of things. He absolutely really is remarkable. Mm-hmm. And he's not a leading man kind of guy, but he's a wonderful, wonderful character actor.
No, if he was coming up right now in Hollywood, he would not be getting lead roles. Yeah. Like, it's one of those cases where, like, he is not generally, like, stereotypically speaking, your lead role. But he's great in his roles. And weirdly enough, I believe he only has one Oscar nomination. And really? it's for Cinderella Man, which is one of the most forgettable movies of all time. Like, it's not a bad movie, but it's just, you forgot the movie Cinderella Man existed until I brought it up right
Absolutely.
Now. Yeah. And it's weird that Sideways, nominated for Best Picture, I believe. I think it might have even won Best Screenplay that year. How do you not nominate Paul Giamatti in that movie? He is such a critical part of that film. He's a great character actor. He's just a lovely presence in that movie. And it's another one of those kind of John Candy tightrope walk situations where I will say the first 15 minutes of The Holdovers is kind of a weird sit because everyone's really grumbly and really kind of, you know, you're like, oh, is the whole movie
going to be crabby?
Like, right, like, is everyone in this movie going to be like this for 2 hours? Because, oh boy, I'm going to need to take some bathroom breaks then. Yeah. But instead, like, it really warms up and the way the characters unfold in the movie is just really, it's just really great. I hope people check that out this weekend. That's, I think, the best thing out there you can find right now.
All right. Well, we only have a couple of minutes left, Matt, and apparently the controversy over green bean casserole continues. We have Ron, who's been waiting from Milwaukee at 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Good morning, Ron. Thank you for your patience. What did you want to say?
Hey, I'm okay with green bean casserole. Can I just get into the mindset that it's a thick cream soup? Then it tastes a lot better to me. But I can't live without cranberry relish, and turkey leftovers are much better than the meal itself. Can I talk about movies, my movies?
Real quickly, Rob.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with you. I never miss a Paul Giamatti movie, but a couple of Christmas movies that are full of laughs and heartfelt. A Christmas Story and Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Oh, that's an interesting one. I feel like when that Scrooged first came out, people didn't love it. I don't think the reviews of it were all that kind. I think people kind of soured on it because it's a more sour Christmas movie.
Without a doubt. Most.
Yeah. It is not saccharine. It is pretty, it's pretty bitter in some cases. But I think maybe we've grown to that because it's kind of an alternative to the Hallmarkization of the holiday movie, where like it is so soft and squishy and textureless that, you know, it's kind of nice to see a holiday movie with a little texture, a little bit of that bitterness that I think we all have around the holiday season when we're last minute shopping and people are annoying us because they got the last thing we needed.
Texter from the 715 says John Candy and Chris Farley in a movie would have been one for the ages.
It would have been. If
they were still alive today, there would definitely be an Odd Couple remake with those two. Like,
oh, that'd be fun too.
It would be an obvious green light, and it would be incredible. It's just hard to think about, you know, when we lose people too soon, about, again, the performances we could have gotten, the depths that we didn't even know that they had.
Yeah.
It's hard stuff like that.
Absolutely.
We miss and love you, John Candy and Chris Farley.
Yeah. I should also note, if you are a horror movie fan, somehow there is a horror movie about Thanksgiving for you out this weekend as well, called Thanksgiving, about a serial killer running around a neighborhood killing people on Thanksgiving. So if you are a dark soul,
there's a home for you. There's a home for
you. There's a home for you, starring McDreamy for some odd reason.
I won't be watching it because I like horror movies, but I will be watching Violent Night next month because I love that movie.
Oh, and it's John Woo. For those who don't know, this is the new action movie from John Woo, who hasn't made an American movie in like decades, about a guy going on a vengeance spree, John Wick style, over the holidays, which, that's, you know what, take my money.
That's a whole different conversation, but that's where I feel like a lot of those movies are going now, with like older man has been mistreated, he will kill everyone.
Yeah, they made that last year with literal Santa.
Yeah, exactly.
Matt Miller from onmilwaukee.com has been our guest. Thank you so very much, Matt. A very happy Thanksgiving to you and all of your family. Please send along our best wishes and stay with us if you can. When we come back, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot will be joining us to give you the holiday forecast if you're flying or driving. And the green bean casserole debate continues. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining us. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. And you can check in a number of different ways. If you're watching on the live stream on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, you can post a comment there. You can directly call and or text via the Civic Media app if you want to go that way. Or you can call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to check in, it's our last segment before we apparently are going to wrap up the green bean casserole wars. Right now,
casseroles, casseroles, casseroles.
We're going to talk travel and our very own meteorologist for Civic Media. It's time for wine and weather. Brittany Merlot is joining us. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning. Let's whine about the weather together, right?
Yes. There you go. What are we looking at? How are things looking for Wisconsin? I mean, there's going to be millions of people hitting the roads today and hundreds of thousands of people heading to the skies. So what's kind of the overview, at least for people who are going to be traveling around the state?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we have going on here is we're in between two major systems. One right now is putting some, you know, flight delays on the East Coast here this afternoon. We have another system arriving on the West Coast. That one we're going to keep an eye on for the holiday, but it's really going to stay away from us. We're not going to see anything travel hazard-wise throughout the state of Wisconsin until about Sunday morning. That's when you're going to want to be at a destination. I wouldn't recommend traveling on Sunday morning throughout the state because the S word is arriving.
Uh-oh.
Again.
Snow.
I know. You know, the system is really going to dump throughout the mountains. It's going to hit Nebraska, Kansas. But it really starts to fizzle out as it heads towards Wisconsin and Illinois. So what we're looking at is probably about a half an inch to an inch of snowfall Sunday morning, maybe about 5 a.m., winding down by noon. And it really wants to hit kind of Janesville and towards Madison, Milwaukee, kind of up towards the Fox Valley into Green Bay a little bit. That's where our heavier snow totals look to be. But again, not a big system. It's really only looking about a half an inch to an inch. But with the increased traffic on the roads, slick and slippery spots.
Yeah.
I just avoid Sunday morning.
If you can. Yeah, if you can. Well, and again, we have to get used to driving in winter. It's like we all have to relearn the first and second time that it actually snows, that the laws of gravity actually, or the laws of physics actually apply to all of us. I don't care what you're driving.
Exactly. Especially with the ice too. Four-wheel drive doesn't even matter at that point. So just simple things to remember. I would recommend, too, right now is a good time to pack, like, a winter weather safety kit for your car.
Sure.
Have it in there for the rest of the season.
And what should that include, what should that include, Brittany?
I would definitely make sure you have your gloves in there, some hand warmers. You're going to want a blanket or a sleeping bag just in case you get stranded on the side of the road. We've got cold temperatures coming back down. By Friday, Saturday, it's going to be feeling like the 20s out there. So if you're on the side of the road for some time, that adds up. Grab a blanket in there. You want your scraper, shovel, kitty litter, all that kind of stuff.
That's a good idea.
And the other thing too, Brittany, and I refer to this all the time because I just think it's so useful. It's that 511wi.gov website that will give you a look at all the accidents and all the incidents all over the state. So before you hit the road, you can actually take a look and see what you're going to be dealing with once you get out there.
Absolutely. It's pretty cool because you can see live cameras. You can actually see the road conditions out there as well. And they'll update if it's slick or slippery, if there's snow on the highways. So I love that app.
Any strong feelings about green bean casserole, Brittany? Because we have been doing this all morning long, texter listening in Oshkosh on WISS. I agree that the green bean casserole is gross, but do not diss my sweet potato yams with brown sugar. Yummy, yummy.
Ooh. Okay, so I have to pick one or the other? Or
I'm just feeling you out regarding green bean casserole. Right. Yeah, green bean casserole. I mean, what would you not eat at a Thanksgiving table?
Oh, gosh. I do not personally like sweet potatoes, unfortunately. I try every year. There's just something about them. Not for me. I love corn casserole. And I'll just take regular green beans, please.
Okay. See, and I think that could lead to an entirely different controversy. The corn casserole. You just introduced a whole different element into the argument.
What did
Brittany.
You do, Brittany? What did you do?
Uh-oh. This is what us meteorologists usually do.
Causing trouble wherever she goes. We only have a couple of minutes left, and I just wanted everyone to very quickly, if you would, share something for which you are thankful. Greg Bach, we'll start with you.
I am thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my wife, and I'm thankful for Kristen Bry, because if it had not been for Kristen Bry, I wouldn't be here.
I would second that. Calvin, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my mom and dad and my brothers and sisters and the great civic media that employs me.
Brittany Merlo, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for my family, my friends, good health for all of them, and all four seasons in Wisconsin.
See, that's such a meteorologist thing to say.
Jane, you?
It really is. I am so grateful for my siblings. We had a death in our family within the last few months. It's been kind of a rocky 6 months.
Yeah.
So I want to thank my siblings for all their support. Everyone here at Civic Media for all their support. It has meant everything to me.
We love you very much.
And that will do it. Yes. Brittany Merlo, be real safe on the roadways. Have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. And again, hopefully it won't be too bad on Sunday when everybody, millions and millions of us, are going to be heading home.
Heck yeah.
Yes, you too. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Be safe, everybody.
Thanks,
you
Brittany.
As well. Another texter, Pat from the 715. I am thankful for the WKRP Turkey Drop episode, which if you have not seen, it aired today. This was a classic television show where they dropped turkeys from a helicopter expecting they could fly.
Yep.
It didn't end well. You can find it on YouTube. It will make you howl, I assure you. Speaking of howling, go back and listen to yesterday's As Goes Wisconsin. You can find it at civicmedia.us. And listen to the segment with Cindy from Wausau talking about her gravy trauma. You will laugh your heads off. And tomorrow and Friday, we will be gone, but we're running specially curated best of programs. So if you want to have that on in the background, I certainly hope you will do that. I hope you have a wonderful, safe, non-fighting Thanksgiving with all the relatives.
You as well.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
That would be good for all of us. And stay close. Coming up next, we have the news at noon, followed by the wonderful Todd Alba program from noon to 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. That's coming up next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm in my home, and it brings back memories and all of your sweet loving charm.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches.
Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Ball.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.